Fred, first about this consultant's report. What do you know about it, and why are we just now learning about it?
Well, what we know is that the county decided to turn to consultants to examine issues in the Youth and Family Services Division of DSS last year. The report had some very damning assessments that criticized DSS leadership, including DSS Director Mary Wilson and the head of the Youth and Family Services Division, Paul Risk. It said divisiveness and distrust among them had affected the organization and impacted its ability to protect children.
And Mary Wilson, the most recent DSS director, was fired this fall, right?
She was dismissed in September, and now she is fighting to regain her job.
One of the major, apparently major issues in all of this has been understaffing at the DSS, high caseloads beyond the ratios that the state recommends for caseworkers. How significant is that, do you think, in what has played out at the agency?
I think it's played a very significant role. Right now in Mecklenburg County, the average caseloads, according to the county, are 13 to 14 cases per caseworker. The state recommends that they only have 10 cases. What happens is the more cases social workers have, the greater the level of stress and burnout. In the consultant's report, one of the significant findings was that someone told the consultants that the number of people who are out of work on stress-related illnesses or burdens was had doubled in the recent years. It's also led to a high level of turnover in the department. The turnover rate is about 28% now. In typical years, it would be 15 to 20%.
And going back to that original question, with this report, it's just now coming to light, I believe, through the efforts of the Observer. But why did the county not make that report public? It was paid for with taxpayer dollars.
We were told through sources that the county believes that it is a internal document that is not a public record. Often the county will argue that if they do not give reports and other documents to commissioners, then it is, in fact, a private record. There is a question among the commissioners. Several of them are upset that they didn't receive the report and questioning whether there are other negative reports that they haven't received and have said they're going to get together with other commissioners and possibly county management to discuss this issue, to discuss issues of accountability, and when and where county officials should hand over reports and information to them.
Now, you've also reported that Mecklenburg County, unlike most counties in North Carolina, does not have an independent board to oversee its Department of Social Services. In this case, the county commission is the overseeing body. Why is that different in Mecklenburg County, and what is the effect of that?
This kind of goes back to the 1970s when state law allowed essentially only the biggest cities in North Carolina to create these so-called consolidated human services boards, in which the Board of Commissioners would serve as the oversight body for mental health, public health, and DSS. Part of the rationale, if you talk to people sort of off the record, is that politicians wanted to consolidate their power. They wanted to have more control over these agencies where they spend a lot of money. They would tell you that that it's just more efficient than having three different boards. They would also say it allowed Mecklenburg officials to have sort of one set of personnel rules for its employees as opposed to a separate set of rules for mental health and DSS employees who would have fallen under sort of state guidelines.
Now, Mecklenburg County Manager Harry Jones is a player in this because he's ultimately responsible for hiring or firing the DSS director, but we haven't heard much from him. What do you know about his position on this?
Well, he's been pretty circumspect in his comments. You know, he has said that he does not want to discuss what are personnel issues and what he views as matters that are not public record. There are commissioners who have questioned whether he deserves some blame and should be held accountable for the failures that have been made public about DSS. There are some commissioners who wonder whether he should have been more forthcoming with reports of these failings and kept them alerted to what was going on. The ironic thing about the whole episode is that he's been linked very closely with Mary Wilson and was a strong advocate for her when she was hired back in 2008. And when she faced public criticism soon after taking her job, he was one of her biggest allies and supporters. Something in the interim may have changed. I don't know. He hasn't said, but that's the way it looks on the surface, like something changed.
Reporter Fred Clayson Kelly with the Charlotte Observer, thank you for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me.